like that. And the Kunti, Pandava, they are all eternal. Eternally related to Krishna Lila. So their practices and the activities, though it seems to fit the lower standard of the society, but it is not so. Kunti showed that in her, before her marriage, for you know the fact of the birth, about the birth of Karna?
Yes, about the boon and Vivaswan coming.
Kunti Devi, she got, it is shown as Leela of this mundane type, that she got some mantra that we, with pronouncing that mantra, whomever he will invite, he will come to her. That to, in his curiosity, to satisfy curiosity, to test the, whether the mantra is real or not, she invited the son, and the son came. And the son told that you have invited me, so I want to enjoy you. I said, Kunti Devi was afraid, but she could not avoid, because she invited by the mantra. So they are united, and the Kunti gave birth of a child, and he was Karna. But before her marriage, the son came. Anyhow, she managed to give his birth, and privately managed through his maid servant, to put him in a safe position. He floated it in the Ganges water. She did not kill to the child. The baby, to keep her prestige, but left the child to live on his fate. By chance he may live. So he left. And the child in that pot floating came to a particular place, and he was taken up by one lady who was the wife of a charioteer. And she took it and found that beautiful child, and she kept and nurtured, and the boy was grown. Karna Suta Putra. Now, Kunti Devi generally did not know whether that child is living or not. But when she found Karna, she felt some sort of intuitive attraction. And there are some signs also, similar to her body. Once Yudhishthira Maharaj also told, when after the death of Karna, when Kunti Devi asked his son, you offer some sraddha ceremony, something for Karna, he was your eldest brother. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj told, what is this matter? You did not say it previously, then we should not kill our elder brother. Rather we shall ask him to take the throne. And I did not take the throne. I won't. He should have been the king, our elder brother. And I throw a curse in the Himal dynasty. That hence they won't be able to keep any cigarette in their mind. It ended there. Yudhishthira expressed at that time, when I mark the foot, the foot of Karna, it looked to me similar to that of my mother. Your foot and the Karna's foot almost similar. I had some sort of doubt, suspicion, but I thought, you know, it may be chance coincidence. Kunti also privately once met Karna and told, don't go against my son. You are my first child. And in such occasion, I could not keep you with me. I had to leave you. But the fact is this. Karna knew it. He refused his request. No. When you were so cruel to me as to leave me and float me to the Ganges, you have done such a wrong towards me. I won't accept your proposal. Especially, I have given hope to Duryodhana, and I must side with him in the battle. And he is also fostering that same hope. The Karna is in my side. I can't frustrate him, disappoint him at this moment. So, I promise to you that now you are mother of five children, five sons, and you will always remain the mother of five sons. I shall have to fight with Arjuna. I may die or Arjuna will die. I shall kill Arjuna, or Arjuna will kill me. So anyhow, five sons will remain. That much I can say. I won't attempt for killing other four sons of you. That way. Krishna also privately met Karna when he went for peace to Duryodhana. The Karna, perhaps you may know or may not know, I know that you are the eldest brother of the Pandava. So don't side with Duryodhana. You come this side and the fight may be avoided. And he will be the king in that party. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he will forsake throne for you. He is so religious, so virtuous. You come. Karna told, no, I can't be a coward. I have encouraged Duryodhana for this fight, and perhaps mostly he depends on me for his success. In the last moment I can't frustrate him. Don't entreat me in that way. Don't try to tempt me. Got no answer. But anyhow, that birth in her guttural stage forced him for the considering the social position of the day to leave this child. And what is your answer, your question now? Why Kunti?
Why she didn't approach Karna at that time, at that particular time when she first met?
When Karna was performing penances in a particular place, Karna Prayag, on the way of to Badrinath, Kunti met there Karna and requested, but Karna refused. And Krishna also approached, Karna refused. Gaur Hari Pad. But we are not to judge the objectionable characteristic in these events of Kur, Karna, or Draupadi. Ahulya Draupadi Kunti, Tara Mandadari Tata, Panchakanya Sare Nityam Mahapatakanasana. From ordinary standard, the life of these five ladies are objectionable in character. But the guardians of the society, they are giving this circular to the social persons that don't go to find fault with these five ladies by their external activity. They are as pure as anything. If you rather take their name, you will be purified. The external activity is far from their inner mentality. They have come here to play the part, as I told previously. The prince is playing the part of a sweeper by the will of the Supreme Master. This is Ahulya. Ahulya. In her case, perhaps you do not know, Ahulya was the wife of Gautam, the guru of the Deva, Indra. Anyhow, Indra approached her. Ahulya was innocent in the garb of Gautama. Ahulya was innocent, but she was cursed by his husband to become a stone. And he had no other alternative but to accept that misfortune, fate. But she was pure, 100%. But she had to suffer for fault of others, of higher agents. All the Draupadi, five husbands she had to accept. But as the dispensation of the higher authority, not by her choice, it was her sacrifice to accept such order. That is sacrifice. Your purity is not hampered in any way, but it is increased. Draupadi Kunti and the Kunti's case, by the order of Pandu, her husband, and also to verify the influence of the mantram of Durbasa, she did so. So she is not to be contaminated taking her in connection with the filthy, exploiting, lustful environment. Draupadi Kunti, Tara. Tara was the wife of Badi. But she, when Badi died, she was as there, as the social custom, she had to marry Bali's brother Sugri. But Tara, she is not responsible for that accepting second husband. It is the social custom of the day. She was as pure, as chaste as previous life. Mandodari also, similar condition after the death of Ravana, as their social custom, she as the custom, she was accepted by Vibhishan to be his queen. So that does not harm the purity of the chastity of Mandodari. She was as pure, as chaste as before. So, though ostentatiously these five ladies are seen to accept a second husband, but they are as pure of the highest type as we can ever conceive. So much so that if one can take their name after leaving their bed, they will be purified by coming in contact with them. So they are internally pure, but they had to accept the life of apparent impurity by the order of higher sense of higher authority. But at heart they are as more than ordinary purity, more than heart one. Hari Krishna. Gold Hari Gold, Gold Hari Gold, Gold Hari Gold. Is all.
Is there were some karmas left to go through all these things? There were some karmas to be go through for these ladies. You know, they came from Gaulok, Vrindavan, and still they have to go these things. There were some karmas left? Some previous
no karma. No karma. The lila pertaining to Krishna, that is considered as nitya lila. Eternal thing going on that way, come here. That is one thing, and sometimes, not in these cases, but in similar cases, you find there some souls under the influence of karma, they also enter there, and that's all. Avatars, just the function, when the governor comes to see a visited district, the function of the magistrate is absorbed in him. Whatever he would order, the magistrate is compelled to carry that. No independence there of the magistrate, something like that. The power is absorbed. So, when the partial of the descent, so many days, it is said in scriptures, the some prostitutes of heaven, they are absorbed in the gopis. Gopis. And different order of avatar was absorbed in Krishna. The Yugavatar Krishna was absorbed in Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Mahaprabhu was Yugavatar, Mahaprabhu absorbed in Swayam Bhagavan Mahaprabhu. Sometimes it has been described in the Puran in such a way. They absorbed. So, there was a question in Krishna Balaram Lila. That once Brahma, when the earth, intolerant of the burden of sin, went to Brahma, absorbed me, saved me, I can't tolerate so much sinfulness on my surface, just to give some relief. The demons must be done away with. So, Brahma stood up from his head two hairs and gave thrown. The two avatars is going to take baths on your surface, and they will do away with the demons. Bhūbhārhaṁ. Kesavatā. And some say that the birth of Krishna Balaram is only from Brahma's hair. So how they can be Swayam Bhagavan or Narayan Vishnu? But that is the apparent thing. It is absorbed in that. In this way, some things is absorbed there. So the moon had to come down for 16 years in this earth, and that entered Abhimanyu, the parshad of Krishna, entered there. And other things were also of that type. And Swayam Bhagavan, with his own group, comes to show the pastimes here, and some other incidents also put to enter into that program. And that is finished there. The Pauranik experts have dealt things in this way. Some say that Krishna, it is Krishna is always playful, playful. But when he is seen to kill the demons, it is the function of Narayana to deal with the demons. Krishna is always a playful and singing personality, undisturbed by any violence. But the different functions of Narayana, they have to do this to remove the difficulties of heart strife. For it to be done by them. When the king go to visit a particular place, he is at ease, at least he is so like that. But the police military, it is their duty to keep up the peaceful atmosphere and remove the disturbing element. It is their function. And king, so that he does not care for his safety. The others, lord of existence, that is to manage for the safety of the free movement of the king, free play of the king.
পদ্মপুরাণে তে সাধু শব্দের একটা ব্যাখ্যা করেছে, সেটা এবার দিয়েছে। সাধু শব্দ সাধু কাকে বলে সেই সম্বন্ধে পদ্মপুরাণে একটা শ্লোক তুলেছে এক ভদ্রলোক। কৃষ্ণার্পিত প্রাণ শরীর ও বুদ্ধি শান্তেন্দ্রিয় স্ত্রী সুত সম্পদা আদি আসক্ত চিত্ত শ্রবণাদি ভক্তি আসক্ত চিত্ত শ্রবণাদি ভক্তি যস্যেহ সাধু সততং হরের যা। শ্লোকটা জানেন?
হরের না, হরের কি?
হরের প্রাণ শরীর বুদ্ধি শান্তেন্দ্রিয় স্ত্রী সুত সম্পদা আদি আসক্ত চিত্ত শ্রবণাদি ভক্তি যস্যেহ সাধু
Definition of a sadhu is given in Padma Purana. That one who has dedicated him and his whole paraphernalia to Krishna, and he finds pleasure in the singing and talking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna.
Santendriya Stri Sutta Sampadadi.
And whatever is apparently belongs to him, that is all surrendered. That is, he is not only the sadhu, is a surrendered soul. But sometimes he may sin, that he has not surrendered himself, but whole of his paraphernalia surrendered by him. Whatever Krishna may think, he may do anything. If he takes my son, yes, it is his will, it is not affected. Takes his money, wealth, yes, it is his will, he has taken. In this way, he apparently he may be in possession of many things, but everything is dedicated, and he himself also. And his real nature is always to hear and to chant about Krishna. There, his whole attraction is Krishnanushidam, to hear and to do, to chant and to do anything for him. But he has got his paraphernalia, but whole thing dedicated to Krishna in his for his three judgments. Okay? No special attraction for anyone, any member of the paraphernalia. Their house, the money, the son, the wife, or fame. If some ill fame comes to me, yes, it is given by Krishna. Everything he says, it is surrendered to Krishna. He is sadhu. Not that only with a coping he is moving through the world from the sadhu. External renunciation, that is not the real sign of a sadhu. With a kingdom like Ambarish, with the whole kingdom is a surrendered soul to Krishna. When Durvasa went to burden him, he did not shrink back. Yes, if I am an offender, I must be burdened. He took that firm position there, took his position unhesitatingly, stood there. If Krishna's will to burn me, he may burn. No chachalo padan nipa. But when Sudarshan came to burn Durvasa, he fled like anything. From here, there, this, that, and that. But Ambarish did not. Surrendered soul. If it is the will of divine will, let it be done. So, with the whole kingdom, he is a devotee. And sannyasi with only his coping, not surrendered, he is flying hither and there. Bhayam ditya bhinvi satasrap, he is afraid. He is the prey of fear.
So there is no room for politics in religion.
What?
So there is no room for politics in religion.
Politics?
Yeah, in religion, as it is going on now.
Politics? That may be ostentatiously, diplomacy, yes, there may be politics, but must be interest, sent person for Krishna. Whatever he will can utilize in the service of Krishna, that is devotion. It may be politics, it may be thieving, stealing, it may be dacoity, it may be murder also.
Love and nature.
Whatever, but one condition. Wholesale, sent person for the interest of Krishna. The criterion only that. He is requesting Yudhishthira, tell a lie. Yudhishthira hesitating. Tell a lie. Rababullah, his will, his play, sweet will. And because it is the absolute good, everything is justified. Because we are ignorant, we cannot see the beauty, the goodness in his behavior, or his play, his movement. I can talk. All right, I must stop here today.
Thank you very much.
More than one lakh.
They say whole world category.
Oh, wow. It is almost impossible. So I say, I like to say rather, Shaktavesh.
Nishchay.
Maharaj, what was it in that paper? Yesterday paper about Russia? That line? Was it square? Yeah. There was one line in the yesterday's paper that in the Moscow they were chanting in a scare, I don't know what the name of the scare. They were chanting Hare Krishna.
Is entered in Moscow.
Yes. It says taken by storm.
Swami Maharaj told
me
when he visited Moscow, and perhaps he had an interview with Brezhnev or Kosygin, some gentleman. Then they told that we don't want that any conception of religion should be dealt with here. Swami Maharaj told, I told them that they told we don't want to honor any instruction of any gentleman. But Swami Maharaj told you are following the instructions of a Devi, you do. And I want simply to say what Krishna has asked us to do. So when he was taking learning, you must hear what Krishna has said. No, you will talk about religion. Lenin has talked about our livelihood in this way. Anyhow, after his visit, I find with wonder that they have taken away that law, that none will be able to lead any religious life. That law withdrawn, and now everyone is free to go on with his religious principle. But after Swami Maharaj visited the place, the law was withdrawn against religion there. And now I first hear that Kirtan is also allowed. Hare Krishna. In the paper perhaps I also heard, saw that a tendency towards Hare Krishna movement in Russia, Russia. And they are trying how to check that. That was out in a paper, I think. They want to check. Of course, with all other tendencies, there are some other tendencies also found in the young stars. And there is one of them is towards Hare Krishna movement in Pilnation. The election is sure to come today or tomorrow. Everyone is moving in a circle. In a circle. Even loy per loy, sisti sthiti per loy. All circular movement. Short or long. Either short circle or longer, bigger circle. In a circular movement, everything we find. Hare Krishna. Hare Kata Bhagya. কত লাগবে থাকুন ব্যবস্থা করে দেবো থাকার আমার বাবা কি কিরকম জপ টপ করেন কোন ঠাকুরের পক্ষপাতি কালী ঠাকুর
বাবা তো এমনিতেই না শাক তো আমাদের বাড়িতে দুর্গা পূজা আছে ঠিক কথা কিন্তু বাবা বৈষ্ণব হয়ে গেছে বাবা মাছ মাংস ডিম পেঁয়াজ কিচ্ছু খান না এবং রাধা মাধবের পুজোই বেশি করে ইটা টিটা নিয়ে বেশিক্ষণ সময় কাটান ওই সমস্ত করি
গীতা সেটি হেলদি সাইন গীতা গীতা সুগীতা কর্তব্য কেমন নেই শাস্ত্র বিস্তারী যা স্বয়ং পদ্মনাবশ্যম ভূপদ্মাবলী নিশ্চিত
বাবা মানে ওই চোট টোট ব্যাপারে বাবার আর ইচ্ছে না ঘরেতে বাবা পুরোপুরি তো চোট হয়ে আসছে তো ওই জন্য বাবা করছেন, কিন্তু পুজো টুজোর উপর আর ওই সাত পুজো করতে মানে ওই চোটের জন্য উনি সব জায়গায় যাচ্ছেন না পুজো করে, বলে ওই যে বলিদান করতে হবে বলিদানটা আমি পারবো না।
আমার কাছে নিয়ে এসো, আমরাও তো করি আইছি ওই সব বাড়িতে দুর্গা পুজো টুজো, কিন্তু দুর্গা পুজো করে সব শেষে কি কৃতজ্ঞতার কর্মফল শ্রীকৃষ্ণ আয় সমর্পিত মস্ত এই করতে হয়। শালগ্রাম ছাড়া দুর্গা পুজো হয় না, আর শালগ্রাম পুজো করতে দুর্গা লাগে না, এইসবগুলো বোঝা দরকার। কামজ্ঞান প্রবর্ধান্তে অন্য দেবতা আর নিষ্কাম হলে তখন ওই নারায়ণ অন্তি নারায়ণ স্মৃতি ভাগবতী ইতাবান সাংখ্য যুগাধ্যায়ন স্বধর্ম পরিনিষ্ঠায়া জন্ম লাভ পর পুংসান অন্তি নারায়ণ স্মৃতি সুখদেব বলছেন। সুখদেব সমস্ত জিনিস সার্ভে করে তার জ্যেষ্ঠ দিয়ে স্থাপন করলেন, ভালো খুব ভালোভাবে স্থাপন করলেন, সুখদেবকে দিয়ে করালেন। নারদ ব্যাস তাঁর গুরু তাঁরাও উপস্থিত, সুখদেব যখন ডেলিভারি দিচ্ছেন জ্ঞান দিয়ে জিনিসটাকে ছেঁকে এই জগতে দিলেন, যাতে স্কলাররা সেটা বুঝতে পারে ভালো করে। Not to enjoy. Enjoying mood is very lower animal consciousness. It must rise above animal consciousness. And renunciation is destructive. And dedication is really constructive work.
Renunciation destructive.
Yeah, renunciation.
That is mukti ultimately, is to renounce everything, then to be resolved in a zero.
Can
why? Renunciation means mukti, pragete mukti. I renounce everything. There was no relativity, nothing to see, nothing to hear. All the connections of the environment cut off. Sushupti, just like sushupti. Sound sleep. Samadhi is like that. No consciousness of the environment. Then I will be polluted in the company of that. Vishya darshan drashta, tiputi vinash. The seer, sight and the sin. The sin enters into the seer and the seeing ceases. So tiputi vinash. The object, the subject, and the transaction between them, both comes to one point, sajujya mukti. So complete renunciation, it is destructive.
That means
renunciation of the abscissa, of the negative side, comes to abscissa, a marginal point. Then we must make advance towards the positive, that is opposite temperament. So we shall withdraw from the negative and come to abscissa, and then we are to begin our progress towards the positive. What is positive? Which is more valuable than my own self. Super subjective realm, I am subject. I tatastha shakti, chetan, very lower subject. Subject that has got very lower capacity. And there is higher capacity, subjective world, adhup saja. Why do you stop? Firstly, you are coming to the mental, to the consciousness. And don't stop, you must produce other side, towards the infinite. Atma, jivatma, paramatma, then Narayan, conception Krishna, in this way it is going to the infinite. So, jivatma is sprung up from the tatastha shakti, marginal potency is jivatma. Then the positive world is left there, from Vaikuntha, from Shivalok proper, Shivalok, Vaikuntha lok, and upward. We have to enter into that domain, that is the positive, eternal, that has got no death. This is mortal sight. It is illusion, misconception. Maya means misconception. Eh? So we must withdraw from the misconception total, and then proper knowledge, what is what, there we have to enter into. Adhukshaya. Adhakritam indriyajam gyanam jena. The substance which has adhakritam indriyajam, who is existing above our sense, the knowledge of sense experience. Our senses, I know, etc., and mind, they have got experience of a particular thing, that is not our world. That is a substance which, transcending this world of experience, is existing. In Bhagavad Gita, you might have found Indriyani parannahu indriyebhva paramana manusastu parabuddhi buddhi jya paratastu sa. I mean, Upadishad parallel passage. Buddhi jya parata, buddhi ratma mahan para. Leading to us atma. Upanishad. Buddhi ratma mahan para. It is common in Gita and Upanishad. Indriyani parannahu indriyebhva paramana manusastu parabuddhi. Then Gita says, buddhi jya paratastu sa, you are that. And Upanishad says, buddhi ratma mahan para. The great atma is above your reasoning faculty. So if we march that way, then the atma, above intelligence, the atma, and then paramatma, in this way, the unexplored area is towards that direction, higher, subjective. That is super subjective area, and jiva is tatastha, between the two. So, withdrawal from the negative side, that is not the wholesale attainment, the fulfillment of life. And that is renunciation, complete withdrawal from the negative side, and to take position in the abscissa, that is renunciation complete, sadhujyamukti. And then, living would be different as that of a sabhita, and we may be allowed to enter into the positive realm of sabhis, where every unit is a dedicating principle. Here, every unit is a consumer. Enjoying unit. And there, every unit is a dedicating one. Have wholesale. Without, no existence is possible in that land, that plane. All dedicated. Giving, but no, do not take in this way. Here, always want to consume. All consumer. Jivo jivo shu jivana. All consumer here. Want to consume. Want to live at the cost of others. I am king of all I survey. I want to live. As I want that everything will be at my beck and call. But there the opposite. So many guardians, all guardians. I am servant. And everyone considers him to be so. Here the combination of all enjoying principle as there all serving principle. Everyone. And there is a gradation in quality, quantity. So without serving attitude, none can enter into that domain. Just the opposite current. That is incurring current. The current is carrying yogamaya, carrying towards the Lord. And here, outcurring current, taking us away from the God conceptions, conception of the center. And there, the whole current is tending towards the center. Krishna consciousness. So, and all the units there, they are very eager to catch under the influence with the help of that current to make their advance towards the center. Now, another peculiar land where everything is a dedicating unit and none wants any absorption from the environment. All the putting saving money in the bank and no check, no withdraw. Always giving, giving. That is our Atma means that. Atma is an atom whose very nature is such, to give and not to take. And that, with that atom, the, from Vaikuntha, the whole land is constructed. Everything is there. Chetan, that consciousness plus service. And he has consciousness plus exploitation, enjoyment. Everyone is busy to enjoy, and there everyone is busy to serve the divinity, nobility, the land of nobleness, and the dignified land. None wants to take anything. And they think that is their highest end, to become a slave, to become a slave of the beautiful absolute, the competition for that, to become a slave. Who can dedicate a Hegelian theory, die to live? Hegel's another thing. Die to live. If you want to live properly, you will have to die as you are at present. Kasdi.